ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतो सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो द प्रीवियस् वर्स् वाट् वी डिड् दि 23rd वर्स् What it conveys is, let us be with the facts and realities of life instead of being imaginative. So let us know, let us not give, let us see this universe. The thing is, we always mistake the mithya thing for the absolutely real thing. So all our problems are due to our overvaluing things. Therefore, if we really know what is absolutely real, then definitely what is not absolutely real will be understood as only relatively real, empirically real. If you can really look at the things which are empirically real, relatively real as relatively real, then definitely that will not affect you. How can I remain affected? The problem is, what is the use of knowing what is absolutely real and what is empirically real? Why should we know? When we look at the what is empirically real as absolutely real, then that is why we get affected. Then the badipun solramona. See, why do we get affected? Why do we get really troubled, shaken? What is it really the disturbance, the emotional problem, the mental disturbance? All our disturbance, if we really analyze, we can be calm and quiet and serene. We are not calm, we are not quiet, because some disturbance, agitations. What is it which really causes the agitation? What is that really which causes the agitation? If you analyze, our Shastram looks at it, no? There's a different perspective. Now the Shastra's perspective is, you can just be without getting affected or agitated by anything in the world as it is, if you can look at what is empirically real as empirically real. We are not able to see, for anything which is empirically real, it is so absolutely real for us. And we do not even think that it is absolutely real, that it is our behavior, our response, our reactions to everything is like everything is absolutely real. Therefore, what is absolutely real is not known. That is the problem. That is all Shastram, all that Shastram tells is, come on, you better understand what is absolutely real. Thereby, you will not overvalue what is empirically real as absolutely real. And once you can look at what is empirically real as empirically real, then definitely you will not be shaken, affected, agitated by anything that is happening. Then you can, that is also freedom, listen now. That is what is freedom. Suppose when a child looks at some darkness, the child gets really frightened and then runs to you. Oh, something is there, dark and all that. But how do you look at it? Oh, that is nothing. There's nothing. That's not. You know, you take the child and show. See, look at this. Nothing is there. You have to always show. It's the child's perception. Understand? Similarly, because what is not really there, what is not there? The reality is just the darkness. For the child, something there. The similar perception. We also, just a child gets angry seeing something dark, and then, we are affected by every situation, everything that happens in life, because of our lack of understanding of what is absolutely real. Once you know what is absolutely real, then Now we constantly dwell upon what is absolutely real, then we can ascertain it, then you can see, my God, other than that, everything is empirically real, not absolutely real. You do not say it's not there at all. You don't say it is asatyam, mithucham, or understand? You say it's only empirically real. It is as though. Then you won't be agitated, affected by that. That is what is actually said. Asaram, vishwam, asaram, bhavaya. We understand this universe being, no, really, the universe has really speaking, has no substantiality. The actual, all that is, the only the reality has substantiality. Understand? The universe is as though. That was it. Therefore, may you think and may you understand and may you be contemplative, may you ascertain, may you be free. So now we'll see the next verse. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Moodhamate. Samprapte sannihite kale, samprapte sannihite kale, nahi nahi rakshati dukhin karane, nahi nahi rakshati dukhin karane. Tvayi mayi chanya traiko vishnu, 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 Vyartham kupyasi, Maya sahishnuhu, Bhava samachittaha, sarvatratvam, vanchasya chirad yadi vishnutvam, vanchasya chirad yadi vishnutvam, vanchasya chirad yadi vishnutvam, vanchasya chirad yadi vishnutvam. So here, see, vanchasi means you like. In Tamil also you have this word vanjai, isn't it? You have vanchasi. The vancha in Tamil, in Sanskrit is called vancha. In Tamil, vanchai. Gita, gitai. Understand? In Sanskrit, vanchai in Tamil we say, in Sanskrit it is vancha. And then vanchasi means what? Vancha is like, liking or like. And vanchasi, you like. And here the writer puts a condition. If you like, okay? Tvam vanchasi. Tvam, if, no, yadi tvam vanchasi. If you like. If you like, what if you like? He says, Vishnutvam. Vanchasi, if you like. Vishnutvam. What Vishnutvam means what? The status of being the Lord, Vishnu. Ni iraivanaha virumbinal. That's all. Understand? If you want to enjoy the status of being the Vishnu, the Lord. Vishnu, don't think of Shankar Chakra Gadadhari here. Whenever the Shastra we use the word Vishnu or Shivaha, etc., we don't mean, with all different names of the Lord. Maybe I should do Vishu Sahasranam here. Every day one nama. It's a beautiful meaning. You should really have to know that. It's very important to know, because you will see the beauty of every word you will understand. That's also another good thing if you do here. See what I'm saying? See, Vanchasi, Vishnutvam. Vishnuhu is the Lord, one of the names of the Lord. Who is Vishnuhu? Vishnuhu is one of the names of Ishvara, the Lord. Why the Lord is known by the word Vishnuhu? Ennatra pala peyargal, oru peyar Vishnu. Why one name is called Vishnuhu? Because Vishnuhu means all pervasive. Look at this, Vishnuhu means, in fact, no, sarvavyapi. Vishnuhu is equal to sarvavyapi, all pervasive. Yengum vyapittavan is a Tamil word. What is an equivalent word, short, brief, very expressive word in Sanskritam? Engum vyapittavan, Vishnuhu. Sarvavyapi, all pervasive. And what is the explanation given? How it is said? Vi apnoti. Okay? Vi means, that's a prefix. Apnoti sarvam iti Vishnuhu. Vyapnoti sarvam iti Vishnuhu. Apnoti means attains and reaches. Vyapnoti means pervades. Vyapnoti pervades. Sarvam, everything. So sarvam vyapnoti iti Vishnuhu. That which pervades everything is Vishnuhu. And who is the Vishnuhu here? The Lord. Who is the Lord here? The reality. Understand? Lord is not the reality is not the Lord, but the Lord is none other than reality. You have to remember this. I'm going to be using this. Reality is not the Lord, but the Lord is another than the reality. So Paramurul Irivan Allah, but Irivan Paramurul. Understand? That which, so the equivalent word Vishnu is Tamil word is Irivan. I think I told you once in the class, haven't I? I told you the things. See, that which Ingu Angu Engu Enamal Engum Irendu Kidappadal Irivan. Understand? So Irivan. So Vishnu means Irivan. That which pervades everything. Therefore, Vishnu Tvam, when you say, Tvam, when you say, it is a status of being the Lord. Understand? The status of being the Lord. So, Yadi Tvam Vishnu Tvam Vanchasi. If you want to have the status of being the Lord, or if you want to become God yourself, or if you want to know that you are already the Lord, Shastram teaches you can never become the Lord. What Shastram says? You can never become the Lord. Understand? There is no way of becoming the Lord. You are already the Lord. If you are not already the Lord, understand? And you can say, you can think, you are thinking of becoming something. But here you are already the Lord. Relatively, if you are not a PhD, you can become a PhD. That is possible, because you are not PhD definitely. You can already PhD, you can't say. But what is already? You are already the Lord. You can't become the Lord. You have to work hard, you know, to become a doctor, to get doctorate. Then you can say, well, you have to become really, you have to work hard for this. Karma is important. But here you can become the Lord means what? There's no karma is involved. No way. You have something to be attained, which is already there. Understand? Therefore, you're already the Lord. But you do not know the fact. Therefore, Shastram says, knowing that you are already the Lord. Knowing already yourself being non-separate from the Lord. Understanding that already you are yourself being inseparable from the Lord. We are one with the Lord. That is what is attaining Vishnutvam. So understanding oneself being already inseparable, non-separate from the Lord is what? Attaining Vishnutvam. Attaining the status of being the Lord. Vishnu. So if, therefore understanding that knowledge. If you want to know, that's the truth. So Yadi Vishnutvam Vanchasi means what? If you want to become the Lord, if you want to attain the status of being the Lord, understand? If you want to know that you're already one with the Lord, you're non-separate from the Lord, this is only knowledge. All that you need to know that how you're already the Lord. If you want that knowledge, then how you should see, what you should do for that? Samachittaha bhava. Samachittaha bhava. May you be the one who looks at everything with sameness of mind. Samachittaha. Samachittaha bhava. May be the one who sees everything as one and the same. Samachittaha bhava. Samachitta bhava means may you be. May you be the one who has the sameness of mind. Samachittaha. Then how can I have sameness of mind? Regarding what should I have sameness of mind? Sarvatra tvam samachittaha bhava. Sarvatra. Everywhere. May you have the sameness of mind in terms of looking at everything as Ishvara. Understand? May you have the sameness of mind in terms of looking at everything as Ishvara. Sarvatra samachittaha bhava. What do we mean by having the sameness of mind everywhere? What does it mean? How can you have sameness of mind everywhere? Means sarvatra means everywhere. Sarvatra, when you say everywhere. Sarvatra, everywhere. Samachitta, sarvatra samachittaha bhava. May you be the same towards everything. May you see everything as Ishvara. And I say, may you look at everything as Ishvara. Looking at everything as Ishvara. Seeing everything being manifestation of Ishvara is being sarvatra samachittaha. May be the one who sees everything as Ishvara. May you see Ishvara being everywhere. It's called sarvatra samachittaha. So if you want to have that, may you start seeing everything. Hey, how is it possible for me to see everything as Ishvara? Sarvatra samachittaha bhava. How is it possible? Therefore, he says here, he says, next verse he says, a not only in you, twayi in you. You see that? Twayi mayi chanya traiko vishnu, twayi ninil, twayi in you, is locative case, tom means you, twayi in you. Okay, twayi in you, mayi in me. Look at this. Aham I, tvam you. Lord is a locative for twayi, tvam and aham, aham mayi, ennil, twayi unnil. Okay, in you and in me, okay, in both of us. Then, cha and anyatra. Anyatra means what? And anyasmin, in everything else. Apart from you and me, whatever is there in everything else, in every being, in everything else, anyatra, other person also, the third person also. So anyatra means elsewhere. Anyatra literally means elsewhere. Elsewhere means in you, in me, elsewhere, in everything, in every being, anyatra, yekaha Vishnu. There is only Vishnu. Yekaha Vishnu means you can say one Lord. Nothing, one Lord everywhere. What is there is only the Lord. In you, in me, elsewhere, in everything, in all the beings, in every being, what is there is only Ishvara. Ishvara only is there. The Lord alone is there. Because reality remains pervading everything here. There is nothing which is not pervaded by Ishvara, the Lord, the reality. Therefore, twayi, say that, twayi. So you get the words now, twayi, mayi, cha, and. Cha, in Sanskrit language, cha, when cha comes, and. Twayi, mayi, cha. In you, in me, and elsewhere, in everything, in every being, that's in everybody, anyatra, yekaha Vishnuhu. The one all-pervasive reality is one and the same. Vishnuhu yekaha. Understand? The all-pervasive reality is one and the same. The Lord is one and the same. There's no second thing which is in you other than, there's no second thing which is not there in you or in me or elsewhere. Whatever is there in you, in me, elsewhere, in everything, what is there is only reality. Twayi mayi cha anyatra yekaha Vishnuhu. But when you don't understand this, when you don't understand and everything is, So all these differences, look at this now. All these differences are from the standpoint of nama rupas. All this diversity, the plurality, multiplicity, countability, look at this now. We can count the number of people who have gathered here. We can count the number of beings, number of things. That is why innumerable. How many beings are there in this universe? Innumerable. Countless. Can you count them? 1, 2, 3, 4. Countless. How many varieties of beings? How many varieties of things? How many, no? At least we can say 5 elements. Afterwards you can't now count. Now how many manifestations? Can you count the manifestations? Evlo thotrangal. You can't count. And it's very difficult for us even to go to a small jewelry shop. There you can't count number of ornaments he has made of one small thing, gold. Understand? It's very difficult. But imagine the whole jagat, what it is. That's why the jagat is called Vishwam. I think I told you once, universe, one of the names of the Lord is called Vishwam. The Vishnu Sahasranama begins with the word Vishwam. And you say, no, the Sahasranama, it has 1,000 names. And 1,000 names is a Sahasranama. And what is the first name of the Lord? Vishwam. It's a neutral gender word. Look at this. Irevanakku neutral gender word pair. Vishwam. Vishwanathaha also is the name of the Lord. But Vishwam itself is the name of the Lord. Hey, who is the Lord now? Vishwam. That is why first namaskar we do. Om Vishwasmai Namaha. Salutations unto the Lord in the form of the universe. Why the universe is known by the word Vishwam? Because that which is the constituent of what? Varieties of innumerable things. How many? Countless. How many objects? Understand? Whether you have heard any explanation anywhere why the universe is called universe? Why the cosmos is called cosmos? With an explanation. Vishwam, that which is a constituent is Vishwam. That's why how many? So that which is the constituent of the innumerably countless objects is called Vishwam. All of them are manifestations. Varieties. But what is the substance of all these various objects? Understand? We have chain, bangle, ring, an earring, and a finger ring. Understand? We have so many things. But what all of them are substantives? Ring is a substantive, chain is substantive, bangle is substantive. No? We have different names or ornaments. All substantives. What is the one substance minus which all these substantives will have no meaning? Gold. So gold alone has substantiality. All the namarupas, understand, the substantives have no substantiality. Understand? Similarly, what is it which alone has substantiality with reference to all these various manifestations? Elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, all the living beings, again mobile, immobile, sthavara, jangama, chara, achara, all of them. Again, even in every, again, variety you have to count. All the living beings or the mobiles you have to count. Can you count? Understand now? And then on the non-living things, again, my God, can you count the non-living things? How many are there? Again, you have to go into the details. We have so many departments, okay? If we take one small physics department, we have to have again so many. Astrophysics, that physics, classical physics, nuclear physics, so many. We have to go into details. Innumerable, countless manifestations constitute the jagat. So that which is the constituent of innumerably countless manifestations is what? Jagat, Vishwam. Vividhaihi pratyayaihi gamyam. In Sanskrit we say vividhaihi pratyayahi gamyam is Vishwam. That's explanation. So that is, who is the Lord? Whole jagat is the Lord. Therefore, what is which alone enjoys substantiality? The reality, the awareness, the consciousness. What are the whole Jagat then? Whole Jagat is everything which is part and part. Jagat is manifestation of that only reality. All these substantives which constitute the Jagat really do not have any substantiality, minus that reality. That reality is what? Yekaha. Vishnuha Yekaha. Understand? Vishnuha Yekaha. Who pervades, who is there pervading in you, in me, elsewhere, in everything, in every being. So, Mayi, Twayi, Cha, Anyatra, Yekaha, Vishnuha. When you understand this, when you understand this fact of the all of them being the manifestation of only reality, and then you will not see a second thing. Then you, me, mine, I, okay, all these differences. You will not say, oh, there's no such thing, I, there's no you. We will not say that. We don't say there's no you, there's no I, there's no he, she. There is he, there is she, there is it, there is that, there is you, there is I. Understand, everything is. But they're all relatively real, empirically real. They are all as though. But what is absolutely real is the only reality. If we know the empiricality, understand, of these differences and plurality and multiplicity, duality, in that vision, understand, all the differences will resolve. Resolve means what? You do not overvalue. You understand the empiricality of this plurality. At the same time, you understand what is absolutely real, that is Vishnu. Ekaha Vishnu. This is a second reality. This is a second satyam. If you understand this, then you will not, once the, then you will be free from all these, the desires, anger, etc. Why there is anger? The intolerance, irritability. You know that you get irritated. When do you get angry? Due to irritability. Understand now? Because you are irritable. You get irritated. Why do you get irritated? The verse talks about some kupyasi, the word comes. I have talked to you about this anger. Understand? Mayi, you understand all that is there is in you, in me, in everything. What is there is only one reality. We don't understand this fact. Because I don't understand here, all the differences are there. You and I and this, these differences which are relatively real are mistaken for absolutely real. That is why the smallness, is, the problem of smallness being centered on I is possible, because of which anything which triggers your smallness. Understand? Unless very carefully, when do I get irritated? When do I get irritated? Whenever your smallness is triggered, any situation which triggers your smallness, the smallness is there naturally, but you forget it, so we are okay. But sometimes situations or happenings or some behavior from people or something, they are not responding, okay, our own problem that is. And something triggers. So I'm like, summa akra pamba udikidupan and something. It is simply there, okay? The smallness is naturally there. Nobody has created smallness in you. It is natural problem. I am small, that problem is naturally there. And that get one thing is that is asleep, okay? That's dormant. But what you need all that for you to get angry? The smallness has to be triggered. Something triggers that smallness. The situation or some behavior, some happening triggers. Because the smallness, and it not doesn't trouble you always. That's why we are happy sometimes. Imagine all the time you are removed of your smallness, you cannot be happy at all. There's no way of some enjoying anything in life. The more we are triggered off of our smallness, the more we are agitated, the more we get irritated, the more, understand, we become irritable, and then the more we get angry, the more we'll be, reactive and we'll be impulsive, then more will be damaging also, our relationships and all that. So here generally what he says is all because of, if we do not understand how the differences are only empirically real, we have to understand the underlying reality is one and the same, and there is no second reality, but every other than the reality, all the different things which we perceive, which are very much, which seem to be very much real, are only as though real, are only empirically real, apparently real. Understand now? They're not absolutely real. If we know this fact, then naturally the problem of smallness being settled on I can be resolved, thereby you'll be free from very irritability. Understand now? Then you want you can resolve the anger. Without undoing the anger, you can resolve the anger. You can become free from the hold of anger. Understand? It's very difficult. That's why Shastra doesn't say, Kovapadada, Kovatta vidu. No, it doesn't say that. Shastra, if Shastra also tells Kovatta vidu, then we will throw away Shastra. We are not able to give the Shastra. Shastra we want to hold on to because Shastra tells, come on. Nothing wrong in being angry. Okay? Being angry. It's natural for you to get angry, but you have to learn to manage your anger initially, and slowly you can become free from the hold of anger. There's two ways, okay? You have to free yourself from the hold of anger for good. You can free yourself from the hold of anger for good. That is moksha. Understand now? Being free from the hold of anger means being free from the hold of desires. Being free from the hold of desires means, okay, having all the desires resolved. Having all the desires resolved means what? No, having all the desires resolved is as good as having got all the desires fulfilled also. As good as. So having all the desires fulfilled, understand, or resolved means what? Not having any needs. Being free from needs. Being free from needs implies what? Being free from inadequacy. The sense of being inadequate. You are never inadequate. You only have the sense. Understand now? You cannot become free from inadequacy. You become free from the sense of being inadequate. நீ குறைகள் நின்று விடுபட முடியாதான் குறைகளை உடையவனுங்கிற எண்ணத்தில் இருந்து விடுபடலாம். Understand what I'm saying? Very important. You never become free from inadequacy. You become free from the sense of being inadequate. Understand? You become free from the sense of being inadequate when you understand, okay, when you discover, when you resolve the I. Resolve, how means what? Resolve all the problems. The smallness, the problem of smallness. I repeat, it's very important. This is the main problem discussed in Vedanta. The problem of smallness being settled on I will be resolved. When can it be resolved? When you understand what actually I is. Discover the knower, resolve the knower, resolve the I, then you are free from this problem. If smallness goes, everything goes. It's just the notion. That's why you only correct the notion. You don't do anything else here. For which you need to understand what exactly is the reality. Then you understand what is absolutely real. Then you look at everything else. You don't say nothing is there. Everything is there, but everything is relatively real. This understanding helps you to resolve. Understand? So initially, you manage your desire. Being worshipful, by being prayerful, by doing a kind of karma yoga and all that. Then in the jnanam, I tell you, jnanam sharanam gacchami. You only in jnanam, totally you can free yourself from the hold of anger. Kovame padadavanga yarana. That is why our Puranas present people are Dushashadar, or Durvasa Muni, who get all Munis, rishis, not rishis, okay, all this, even the great sages who are given to great tapas, they used to get angry. Understand now? That means what? It's very difficult to undo the anger. Not very difficult. You can never undo the anger. But you can free yourself from the hold of anger. Understand? Completely become, that is what is agitation-free mind. Understand now? Free from anger, you free yourself from the hold of desires. Very important to know. Aasigalin pidi nindru viduvikkappadudhu. Understand now? You free yourself from the hold of disease. You free yourself from the hold of anger. How? You don't get irritated. Nothing can irritate you. Our irritability itself is a problem, okay? anything which you understand. That is why whenever the irritability, when do you always analyze and see, when do I get irritated? Basically, if analyze, sit and quietly analyze, then you can understand somewhere your smallness is triggered. Really. That is, otherwise, you can be calm. You can just, that is why like a mountain, I can remain. Appa, onnu ashkumudandala, you know. Nothing can irritate you. Therefore, it's all lack of understanding. So when the understanding of the reality being one is not clear, when the empirically real things are, you know, overvalued as the absolutely real, then this problem gets triggered, thereby irritability is possible. He says here, mayi kupyasi. Hey, you get angry with me. He simply says, the anger is possible for one. Then my vyartham kupyasi. Vyartham, no? Vyartham means what? We do not understand. Unnecessarily we get. Vyartham means waste. What are we achieving by getting angry? Understand? That's why it's a waste. Getting angry is does not serve any purpose. Therefore, it's a waste. Therefore, vyartham. Vyartham, I think I don't know whether you have this in Tamil. Do you use it in Sri Lankan Tamil? Vyartham? Vyartham means veen. Veena kopadrana. Why it is getting angry is a waste? Because getting angry does not serve any purpose. It doesn't, is not useful. Understand? It doesn't serve any purpose. It doesn't help you to gain something. For vyartham kupyasi, you get angry unnecessarily in vain. Why? Towards me means it's, it teacher tells why anybody gets angry towards anybody. But he says, you get angry towards me like that. And then asahishnuhu. Sahishnuhu, because the words are rhyming, okay? Vishnuhu is all pervasive. Sahishnuhu means one who has sahanata, one who has tolerance. The tolerant person is sahishnu. Asahishnuhu means intolerant. Understand? The intolerant person, non-accommodative person, understand? You can't accommodate others' behavior because you can't tolerate others' behavior. Intolerant, non-accommodative, non-accepting person gets easily irritated. Gets angry. Asahishnuhu, konjam kuda purukkadana, understand? Asahishnuhu, as an intolerant, non-accommodating, and then a non-accepting person, unnecessarily you get angry in vain. Understand? When you see this multiplicity as absolutely real. Understand now, differences are absolutely real. When you do not see what is absolutely real is only reality in you, in me, in everything and in everybody. Understand? It's a nice verse actually. This is a lot of things. Therefore, what you should do now, you have to attain the status of being the Lord. If you really want that status of being the Lord, that means you can never attain the Lord. You are already the Lord. If you want to know this truth of yourself being the Lord already, then definitely may you be the one who sees, one who sees the Lord in everything and everywhere. The one who sees the Lord in everything, the one who sees the Lord in Lord everywhere, is the one who enjoys the sameness of mind. Samachittaha. Understand? We talk about Samachittaha in two contexts. Samachittaha, one who wants to prepare oneself for this jnanam. Okay, one who wants to prepare oneself for this knowledge, for this one vision of oneness of reality, one has to be one who has to be steady, one who has to have the contemplative disposition. So in order to have the contemplative disposition, in order to prepare oneself for this vision of oneness of reality, one has to live a life of karma yoga, then one is said to have samachittatvam. One should have the sameness of mind in terms of whatever comes in life. Success or failure, all the pairs of opposites, whatever comes in life, one has to have accepted with sameness of mind, looking at it as prasadam. That is samachittattvam. As a karma yogi, one has to have samachittattvam. But a jnani has samachittattvam. Look at this. Karma yogi who lives out of karma yoga, now in order to prepare himself for knowledge, also has samachittattvam, has a sameness of mind. There, as a karma yogi, with reference to karma yogi, samachittaha means the one who remains the same in all the situations. One who does not get elated, okay, when really situations are desirable, or does not get dejected and depressed when situations are unpleasant and undesirable. One who remains the same on all situations. One who accepts any situation with sameness of mind. How is it possible? Because he is able to look at everything as prasada. How is it possible for him to look at everything as prasada? Because he looks at everything as ordained by the natural laws which are Ishvara. He is a karma yogi. But here, in this context, samachittaha means one who sees everything as Ishvara is samachittaha. There is no second thing other than the reality when you say there is nothing which is not Ishvara. This is samachitta. Ore nok. Understand now? See, karma yogi is the one who accepts everything in the sameness of mind. Vetri thor vaalkavara dvandvangale ondraha eduthu prasadamaga paarthu ore manadod etrukkulran samachittaha. And here one who sees everything as irandavadu porulandri anaitthum irayunaga paartha samachittaha. He is a jnani. So here the jnani samachittattvam is discussed here. May you be the one who sees everything as Ishvara, everything in every, you know, one who sees everything everywhere Ishvara. Only then this vision of, you know, being able to always constantly remind yourself of this fact. Understand? It's not simply knowing. Now you understand the fact, then constantly keep on. So satyam is a fact. Just because I don't, if you are not ready to accept the fact as a fact. No, how is it possible for me to look at everything as Ishvara? It's not possible for me to look at it as Ishvara. That means you are denying. I know it is a fact. Very subtle and very, it's a fact. Whether you like it or not, it cannot change it. So fact means without denying, without refusing to accept it, so without hesitating to accept it, and learn to digest, okay, learn to assimilate this fact. How can you ascertain this fact? Keep on remind yourself. Keep reminding of yourself of this fact of everything being Ishvara, because everything is manifestation of only reality. All these are Namarupas. Really, the Vastu is one and the same. Okay, that which lends existence to all these different things, manifestations, is one and the same. It's a fact. So keep yourself, keep on remembering this fact. Therefore, dwell upon this fact. That is what is samachittaha bhava. Thereby, okay, you can understand yourself being already the Lord. Yourself being already non-separate from the Lord. Yourself being already one with the Lord. Understand? If you want to know this fact, please remind yourself of this fact of everything being Ishvara. Understand? So have samachittattva. Listen now. Okay. Bhajago. Okay. Twayi mayi chanya traiko Vishnu. Twayi mayi chanya traiko Vishnu. Vyartham kupyasi. Vyartham kupyasi. Maya sahishnu.
Maya sahishnu.
Bhava samachittaha,
bhava samachittaha,
sarvatratvam,
sarvatratvam,
vanchasya chirad yadi vishnutvam,
vanchasya chirad yadi vishnutvam,
tvam yadi achirad vishnutvam vanchasi. Achirad means what? Soon, okay? Without any delay. If you want to know this truth soon, achirat, without any delay, I can't wait for very long, then better start working on it. That's what he says. So, me bhi samachittaha, sarvatra tvam samachittaha bhava. That's the only way. Look at this. That's the only way. Sarvatra samachittaha bhava. May you be the one who entertains the sameness of mind in terms of seeing everything everywhere as Ishvara. Okay. It's the next one now.
Shatrau mitre, putre bandhau, ma kuru yatnam, vigraha sandhau, shatrau mitre, शत्रु मित्रे पुत्रे बंधो माकुरु यत्नम् विग्रह संधो सर्वस्मिन्नपि सर्वस्मिन्नपि पश्यात्मानम् पश्यात्मानम् सर्वत्रोत्सृज भेदाज्ञानम् भेदाज्ञानम्
सो हियर सी एनीथिंग सपोज इफ somebody इज अवर फ्रेंड वी विल हैव कॉन्टैक्ट्स somebody इज लुक्ड अपॉन एज एन एनिमी देन वी विल हैव एनमिटी टुवर्ड्स द पर्सन एंड वी वोंट हैव एनी एसोसिएशन. This is what is entertaining enmity towards people who are not friendly, who are enemies, or having the involvement too much with people who are our associates. These are all our emotional problems. Understand? Really speaking, our problems. All how this is how we live. Because there are people who don't need to be very close and associate on that, but still sort of hatred. And then keeping away, don't want to talk, don't want to see. That sort of a thing is all because of our lack of understanding. It's all because of delusion. It's not that easy. When you look at somebody as your enemy, somebody as who has done something wrong to you, you cannot feel very good to talk to the person, to associate closely and all that. At the same time, you cannot help being close to some people who helped you and who are good to you and all that. It's very natural. But still, you can associate more with people who are good to you. You can keep away from people who are not good to you or who are wrongdoers. Understand? But in the heart, it's not right for us. It is our immaturity to entertain any hatred. Karpu. Understand? It's very immature to have any hatred towards anybody. Because it will affect our growth. It will affect our mature, understand? It's very difficult. It's not good for the mind. It really sickens our mind. Okay, really, you can't be mentally healthy. It's not a healthy mind. The mind which entertains hatred is not a healthy mind. Definitely, it's very difficult. You don't need to get closer and all that. You can keep away, but still, this just not having any hatred to another person. Very thought comes, you feel like cursing. No. That sort of hatred is not necessary. If you really understand, it's all that sort of hatred, the sort of differences, that being looking at somebody as the friend, somebody as an enemy. All these are because of our lack of understanding, discriminative knowledge, all because of delusion and problems. Therefore, Sri Shankara says, better know the truth. To know the reality, understand the whole Jagat being Ishvara. Know the reality, understand the whole Jagat being Ishvara, then Govindam Bhaja. Therefore, he says, then you can be free from this problem. Otherwise, what you do? Shatrau, Mitre, Putre, Bandhau. Look at this. Shatruhu is enemy. Now, locative case. Shatruhu, enemy. In your enemy. Pahayavanadattil. Shatrau. Then mitram means friend. See, shatruhu, ukaranta shabda, word ending in ukara, shatruhu. Tamil also we have shatru. Shatruhu. Shatrau, pahayanadattil, in your enemy. Mitram is a friend. Mitre in your friend. Nanbanadatil. Then putre, your own son. Putra is your own son. In fact, a son is for a father and mother in our culture amazing. Putri also is very important. Putri and putra both are very important. But here, now this one say, no, that this they say, see, patanat trayate iti putraha. See, when the, see, our culture has amazing, no? Every word is a meaning. Why a son is called a putraha? Why son is S-Y and son, tell me in English language. Then lead, maybe I should go into, I used to think, my God, if I have time in my life, I should study whole Latin, Greek and find why every word, is there any root? Why this is the meaning? I want to, but I have no time, okay, too old to do all those things. I don't want to waste our time in studying, analyzing all those things. In Sanskritam, putraha means the son, literal meaning. But why son is called son? Patanati trayate iti putraha. Understand now? Put this, they say, what do you mean by that? Suppose when the father, suppose the ancestor, the grandfather dies. And afterwards, and then we believe the, continue this survival of, we do not believe, for us it's a fact that only the body falls. Body gets disintegrated. Okay, elements join the, there is no elements. It's called panchatva praptihi. But what happens to the sukshma? We know either moksha. If the moksha is not there, definitely we know that. We definitely believe, not believe, for us it's a fact that the sukshma realm continues to exist. That is why we do pitrukaryam also, shraddham. Every tithi, masika tithi, varshika tithi, annual tithi. Now, if you forget the tithi, we do malipaksha comes and we do perform the ritual for the there's ancestral worship, which is a Pitru Yajna, one of the Panchamaha Yajnas. I'm supposed to do that. Pitru Yajna we do because Shraddham we do, we acknowledge. That is one of the forms of worshipping Ishvara only. Everything is Ishvara, unless we acknowledge at least one person who helped us to live, who left some behind some property, even if he didn't leave, at least he gave us his body and all that. Definitely we worship. So there's a Pitru Yajna. The ancestral worship is one of the forms of worshipping Ishvara itself. Panchamaha Yajnas. It is a must for every grihastha who lives a life of karma yoga. So here, that is very important. Therefore, and then suppose one does not have a son. We just say, not son, okay? Suppose what happened, they say, then he performs the ritual and put the pindam and all that. In Bhagavad Gita, first chapter talks about lupta pinda udaka kriyaha. Suppose if now, then he offers all, he enjoys the one who protects the one from falling without, the offerings. The son is the one who protects the ancestors from falling. Understand? One who protects them from falling without the offerings. Therefore, it's something very the culture-oriented thing. Therefore, we say here, base thing, that is putraha. Putraha. So, also putri. They say putraha, putri. Putri also is important, any child for that matter. Putraha and putri. And here, therefore, putra is there. That's why the son is the one who, every father looks at the son as his own self. Understand? Because really, he is his own self. One who looks at the son as his own being there, not different from that much of love and concern one has for the son. Therefore, son is very important. When your son comes, my God, everybody, that's why anybody will come with everything. This Shatro, Mitre, Putra, Bandho. This, I don't know about this thing. In India, this is very special. Okay, you know all of them. Of course, son, daughters are important, but sons are very important, much more important. And then there was never a culture of giving, sharing any property for the daughters, you know that? Only the very recent, all these things. Only properties all kept for the sons only. The girl will get them married and give them in marriage. And then they will do any amount of Sridhanam they will give. Any amount of Sridhanam they will give. But they won't give the whole property to the daughter. Never. So late, very late culture, recent culture, that is. Now, the daughters had to go and enjoy the husband's property, where they will have that. That is the culture. They will never give. Pulling a white powder, unless they don't have brothers to enjoy, okay? Anyway, that's all Vedic, okay? Nowadays, we shouldn't talk, and then they'll drive me away from this country. No? The whole Jagat will drive me away now. Nobody will like that, all those things. Therefore, why I'm saying here? Because that's very important. That's why that particular aspect is brought in here. Now, this is for the people who are so attached and for whom the sun is so important. No? Then there's different attitude. Towards sun, attitude is different. Your enemy, attitude is different. Understand? We always change and compromise things. That's why Shatruhu, Mitram, Putraha, Bandhu, relative, friend. Bandhu means friend. Bandhu is relative also. Whether relative or understand, whether it's one's own friend or Mitram, okay, friend or enemy or connected, one whose relation, whoever it is, in all of them, what we do, either Vigraha or Sandhi. Either we are friendly. Sandhi means associate. We maintain association. Vigraha, otherwise what now? Dissociation. I mean, we keep away. We sort of enmity. Vigraha, enmity. Understand? Vigraha, sandhi. So either we have enmity towards friends and relatives, and we have rot. So friends and relatives, we have association. We associate ourselves with them, and we have enmity towards our enemies. Understand? These set of differences. So, Shatro, Mitre, Putro, Bandhu, Ma Kuru Yatnam, Vigraha Sando. May you not make efforts. Ma Kuru Yatnam. Yatnam, Ma Kuru. May not make efforts. It means what? In associating or in keeping away. It means may not keep away from your enemies. Okay? May not associate only with your friends. May not have such differences. And then, so may not be the same towards all of them. Even, it doesn't mean you should be always entertaining your enemies also. May not, what it implies is, may you not have any hatred, deep felt hatred. Don't nurse the hurt and may not enter, always we nurse the hurt. Understand? We always remember what should not be remembered, and then we always nurse the hurts, and then we keep it fresh and alive, so that we always have to hated. So just don't do that. May not have any deep-rooted hatred, may not entertain. That's the actual meaning. Then he says, Sarvasminnapi Atmanam Pashya. Sarvasmin api, in every one of them. Sarvasmin means in every one of them. In everyone, satro, in your enemy, in your friend, in your relative, in your son, in every one of them. Atmanam pashya. May you see yourself. Okay, how can I see myself in every one of them? Purely understanding, understand? Seeing myself in every one of them means you can't see through physical eyes. You can only see others' bodies. You can see only others' eyes and others' nose and others' physical appearance. You can appreciate how other persons behave. You can see all that. But seeing the self in everyone is what? If you have to see the self in everyone, you have to see yourself. So you may know the self. Thereby see this only self being the self of everything. Understanding the self of everything being one and the same. Anathim rippadu ore paramburule enra unmai purundu kolladale seeing the self in everything. Everybody. You cannot see yourself in everything literally. Not literally seeing something. See yourself in everything, in every one of them means, what does it mean? May you know yourself. May you understand the only self, reality being the only self of everything. It's very important. Otherwise, we will see, I see myself in that person, I see myself in this person, means it's a confusion again. It's not physical, it's not very gross, it's something understanding the reality being, okay, only self. Of all the beings, is seeing oneself in every self. ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். அதர்வைஸ் இட்ஸ் ஆல் மிஸ்கைடிங் வர்சஸ். சர்வஸ்மின்னபி, தேர் இஸ் நோ வே ஆஃப் சீயிங் யோர் செல்ஃப் இன் எவ்ரி திங். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், இஸ் ஓன்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் யோர் செல்ஃப் பீங் தி செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங். ஃபுல்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் சர்வ் தேர் பை சர்வத்ர உத்ஸ்ருஜ, சர்வத்ர எவ்ரிவேர் உத்ஸ்ருஜ பேத அஜ்ஞானம். மே யூ உத்ஸ்ருஜ, மே ஓவர்கம் டு கிவ் அப் திஸ் டிஃபரன்சஸ் விச் யூ சி காஸ்ட் பை பார்ன் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். பேதா, தி டிஃபரன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர், யூ சி தி டிஃபரன்சஸ் பட் அஜ்ஞானம், அஜ்ஞான பேதம், ஆர் யூ கேன் சே பேத அஜ்ஞானம். May you overcome the differences caused by ignorance or born of ignorance of the, what is absolutely real. Sarvatra, everywhere. So what does it mean here? A sarvatra utsruja, may you overcome these differences everywhere caused by ignorance. Why there are, why do we see these differences? We do not see Adi Shankara or any acharya who, you know, to hear, nobody denies the duality, nobody denies the plurality, nobody denies the multiplicity. Understand now, they all there, but how they're only empirically real. Duality is empirically real. Don't mistake this duality as absolutely real. How can you say resolving this, the understanding this duality being empirically real is possible, the plurality being empirically real is possible only if you understand the non-duality being absolutely real. Understand? Non-duality being absolutely real. What is non-duality is absolutely real, plurality and duality is empirically real, therefore all that is there is only reality. Understand? Therefore, once you understand this, this is because of your ignorance, these differences are very real for you. When are they real? If you do not know what is absolutely real. If you know what is absolutely real, you can understand these differences as what? Empirically real. Then you, this is how you can overcome the differences in everything, everywhere. See, வேற்றுமைகள் எல்லாம் அகற்றுறது எப்படின்னா, ஹவு கேன் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? இட்ஸ் நாட் பிசிக்கலி ரிமூவிங் தி வேற்றுமைகள், யூ காண்ட் அண்டூ எனி திங். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஒன்லி இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தி நான் டுவாலிட்டி, அது ஓகே பீயிங் அப்சல்யூட்லி ரியல், தேர் பை ஓவர் கமிங் ரிசால்விங் தி திஸ் ப்ளூராலிட்டி அண்ட் டுவாலிட்டி பீயிங் ரிலேட்டிவ்லி ரியல்.
காமம் க்ரோதம், காமம் க்ரோதம், லோபம் மோஹம், லோபம் மோஹம், த்யக்த்வாத்மானம், த்யக்த்வாத்மானம், பஷ்யதி சோஹம், பஷ்யதி சோஹம், காமம் க்ரோதம், காமம் க்ரோதம், லோபம் மோஹம், லோபம் மோஹம், த்யக்த்வாத்மானம், த்யக்த்வாத்மானம், பஷ்யதி சோஹம், பஷ்யதி சோஹம், ஆத்ம ஞான, ஆத்ம ஞான, விஹீனா மூடா, விஹீனா மூடா, ஆத்ம ஞான விஹீனா மூடா,
ஆத்ம ஞான விஹீனா மூடா,
தே பச்சந்தே,
தே பச்சந்தே,
தே பச்சந்தே நரக நிகூடா,
தே பச்சந்தே நரக நிகூடா.
What do the wise people do and what do the ignorant people do? Two things, just two sentences, okay? It's not completely given, we have to supply some words. see, the wise people, what do they do? They said here, the wise person, what he does? Atmanam pashyati. The wise person is the one, pashyati means sees, the one who sees the self. One who sees the self means what? How does he see? Not through physical eyes. One who knows the self. See, one who has understood the truth of the universe as the very subject of knowledge, as the knower, as the meaning of the word I, the one who has arrived at the pure awareness, understand? Pure awareness as the self. One who sees the self. One who has understood, arrived at. One who has arrived at the meaning of the word I, being pure awareness. And awareness being the self. One who has arrived at the meaning of the word I, being pure awareness. And awareness as the self is the one who sees the Atma. Atmanam pashyati. Atmavai purundu kondirikiravan, paarkiravan, arindavan. See, one who knows what Atma is, you can never miss the Atma. Always you are with the Atma only. Understand? This is again another problem. One fine day, enlightenment takes place, and after we celebrate every year, the day of enlightenment. What happened to enlightenment? Again, you have the perception, you miss the Atma or what? You can never miss it. Understand? First, you don't see it. When you start seeing, you can never miss it. Why? Because that is what is very truth. That is the nature of the truth. You cannot miss it. The seer, the seeing, the seen, everything is in the reality. Understand? When you see this, the flowers, when you see the white flowers, when you see the green leaves, what you cannot miss along with it is the light. After some time, after 2 hours, now we see that everything is very dark. You won't see anything. We see only darkness. Now you see the colors, the difference in colors also, okay? White flowers, green leaves, red flowers, you see this, all these things, but what you cannot miss along with it, because of which you are able to see everything. That is what is light, you can never miss it. Achyuta, I told you the meaning of Achyuta already. That which cannot be missed, that which does not slip away in your understanding, perception is Achyuta. Understand here. Like Achyuta with reference to where is water, Achyuta with reference to all this opaque objects, perceived opaque objects is the light, Achyuta with reference to any knowledge, anything is, when you say, is consciousness, awareness, isn't it? Even anything you say is, that is, what is not, what cannot be missed in everything is what? Awareness. Understand? The one who knows what awareness is, one who knows, one who has arrived at awareness as the very knower. Understand? As the substance or substantive I. One who understood awareness as this being the self. One self of everything. Hachapash, the one who sees the self. One who knows the self. Atmanam pashyati. Okay? Atmanam pashyati. When he sees the self, what does happen? What happens for the one who sees the self all the time? One does not miss the self. One who is always in fullness. Understand now? Once you see the self, everything becomes resolved as mithya. Understand? Then you understand the fullness. You understand the reality, the awareness being timeless, awareness being spatially limitless, awareness being all pervasive. You understand awareness being everything being the manifestation of the awareness. Therefore, you understand this limitless reality. Then you have resolved your I in that limitless reality. Therefore, you are yourself fullness and happiness. Chumma edhuk, why should we see the Atma? If it doesn't help us to understand fullness. See, our problem is what? We want to be happy. We want to be full. We want to be complete. And we feel inadequate. Understand now? So, what is it which will resolve, help me get rid of that inadequate sense of being inadequate? And kuregalai edhu pokumna. Kuregal pohave pohad. It never will a kuregal go away from you. Unless you discover nerevu. Kuregal neki onnal nereve adevenna. It will never happen. Understand? The more you try to remove your all your inadequacies, the more you discover you understand that you are inadequate. Understand? Therefore, our Shastra says, you do what is to be done, enjoy everything whatever you are ordained with, but discover fullness. the sense of being inadequacy will resolve by itself. That's only way. We're swimming against the current actually. So discovering fullness is discovering happiness. Discovering happiness is being happy. And there's no way of other ways. There's no way. There's no other way. Na anyaha pantha vidyate ayanaya. There's no other way of becoming happy, being happy, and understand now. You only to discover happy, the happiness, fullness. So only discovering fullness is what? One is knowing the self, the always seeing the self, always being with awareness, understand, is what? In fact, reveling in fullness. Understand now? That is what is having the luxury of reveling in knowledge. Fullness. Nirevil telaitthal. It's a beautiful word in Tamil. We say nirevil telaitthal. Understand? Mulmai arindu nirevil telaitthal. So understand the reality, thereby revel in fullness. Once you revel in fullness, you don't need to become inadequate, free from inadequacy. You will be, already your sense of being inadequacy would have been resolved. Kurigalam thana maranjirunna. Then when you are free from inadequacy, understand? Then what? There won't be these problems. What will not be there? In jnanam, I told you sixfold enemies. Remember that. Kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam. Shad arayaha. I told you once in the class, I think. Shad, that's why shadari. When you go to Vishnu temple, I told you have the shadari, the padam of Bhagavan stands for knowledge of the reality. And therefore, where there is knowledge, there cannot be sixfold enemy. These sixfold things. Thoughts, states of mind. Understand now. The sixfold enemies. In fact, these sixfold are enemies for whom? So knowledge is the enemy of the six. Where there is knowledge, these six cannot be there. Knowledge is said to be the six enemy of these six. Where these six are, there is ignorance. So ignorance is the friend of these six. If as long as ignorance is, self-ignorance is there, you do not see the self, then you see the non-self for the self, then all the six will be there. And they cause discomfort to the mind. You can't be very pleased and happy and calm and serene when there is, understand now, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, amasri are there. That is why they are said to be the enemy of the mind, enemies of the mind. Understand, this causes discomfort. They disturb the mind, agitate the mind. They make the mind heavy. Anything makes you mentally heavy is your enemy. Therefore, these six are enemies of the mind. But knowledge is the enemy of these six. When knowledge comes, these six cannot be there. This is why shut under Vishnu's feet. Feet of, represent knowledge of the Lord, said to be the enemy of the six. Shannam arihi. So, shadari. There's a script on a head. Enemy of the six. What is enemy of the six? Knowledge of the reality. Knowledge of who the Lord is enemy of the six. Why? Because where there is knowledge, the six cannot be there. So here this jnani who revels in the, who has the luxury of reveling in knowledge. And this son who revels in fullness, who has got all his, the sense of being inadequate, everything resolved. He is free from the hold of the sixfold enemies. Kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, moha, madaha, masaryam. So, kama, krodha, lobham, moham, kamam, kama, krodha, lobham, moham. Kamam ne potu koke. Kamam, krodham, lobham, moham. You can add madam, matsaryam. You can add that. You didn't put it. You can adjust the meter. Understand? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, masaryam. So, tyaktva. Tyaktva na giving up. In fact, I don't want to use the word giving up. It's not proper to use the word giving up. Jnani does not give up anything. Understand? Having overcome them for good. Having overcome them means what? Having got himself freed from the hold of these sixfold enemies. Which are the, for which knowledge is the enemy. How does he frees himself from the hold of all these things? Understand? Freeing himself from the hold of all these things, he always revels in fullness. one who knows the Atma, sees the Atma, always revels in fullness, being free from the hold of all these things. All these kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, etc. Whereas what does the Ajnani do? As he says, Atma Jnana Vihinaha. Atma Jnana Vihinaha. Vihinaha means one who is devada, one who does not have, one who is lacking, is the Vihinaha. Jnana Vihinaha means one who is ignorant. Jnana Vihinaha, one who is ignorant. What Jnana Vihinaha? Ignorant of what? One who is self-ignorant, one who is ignorant of the self. Atma Jnana Vihinaha is a plural word. Those who are ignorant of the self. Atma Jnana Vihinaha. Atma Jnanam Atravarhil. Okay, those who do not have the knowledge of the Atma, those who are devoid of that self-knowledge, those who are ignorant of the self. Listen, those who are ignorant of the self. Atma Jnana Vihinaha. And what those who do not know what the self is, then definitely they cannot be vivekinaha. They cannot be discriminate people. They will be definitely deluded people. Understand? They are the ones who become victims of delusion. So, mudaha. See, mudaha is a participle. Mudha is a participle of mohaha. Mohaha is noun. Delusion. Muhyati deludes. Understand now? Is deluded. And you can say mudha is a deluded. It's an adjective, it's a participle also. Mudha is a deluded participle. Okay, mudha, adjective, deluded person. So mudaha, deluded people. Who are the deluded people? Who do not have the discriminative knowledge of what is Atma, what Anatma is. What Atma is not, what Anatma is. They do not have discriminative knowledge. Therefore, definitely what they can do, why they do not have the discriminative knowledge? Because they do not know what the self is. Therefore, they do not have the discriminative knowledge also. What self is not, they do not know. Therefore, they mistake the non-self for the self. Vihinaha. In such people, Atmajnana Vihinaha, Mudaha, Te, then what do they do then? Te Pachyante. They again commit. Pachyante means what? Again and again they incur. Pachyante, they again they incur lot. Naraka nigudaha. Pachyante means they get cooked. Literally, pachyante means cooked. Get cooked. Understand? Get cooked means what? Don't take literally. Literal meaning is get cooked. Samaikapadihirarhal. Understand? They mean they get afflicted. They are troubled, they are harassed, they get harassed, they get haunted, they get tormented, and then they get troubled. Where? In the life, in this life, in this samsara, the world life of samsara, they get affected. Pachyante means what? They become victims of lots of problems in life. Literal meaning don't take, okay? Samaikapadhar means what? They get affected, means they really they become victims of lots and lots of problems in life. Problems of life. Where naraka nigudaha. Naraka nigudaha means what? In fact, they become naraka nigudaha means one who really get caught is nigudaha. Okay, one who is captivated is nigudaha. Naraka nigudaha means those who remain captivated. They will get imprisoned. Where? In this samsara. Don't need to go to hell and all that. I don't want to talk about the hell. Okay? They get captivated in the hell and they get trapped in hell and they go suffer a lot in hell. Hey, what hell? Hell afterwards. Okay? That is a different thing. Life after death. Okay? After death also, you in keeping with the Punya Papa, our Shastras talk about Narakam and Swargam. Not Moksha. See, our Shastras also talk about hell and heaven. Don't ever say Shastras do not talk about hell and heaven. Our Shastras very clearly talk about the hell and heaven. Surgam, Narakam, we talk about. Surgaha, Narakaha also. But for us, Surgam, Narakam is not the end. For us, this fullness is the end. Happiness is the end. Freedom from samsara is the end. That is possible while living in this human body, in this life itself, if you know. By knowing the reality. can discover happiness, you can be free for good. Understand? But what is Narakam and the Swargam or Shastram talk about? Temporary, understand? Temporary, again, holiday. In fact, it said, in fact, temporary break from your punyam. Papam is what? Punyam. You go to Swargam means, Swargam is where one can enjoy for a length of time only painless life. Not a place or anything. Okay, some, in certain body you enjoy that without a grass. It's a different topic. I'll talk to you when I do Upanishad. Okay, definitely you, see, enjoying a painless life for a length of time, only pleasures in a given shariram, using a given shariram without the grass. That is swargam. That one is powerful. It is like having some pleasure in your dream. You don't need a physical body to go through what you go through mentally. The dream is the best example. When you have dream pleasure, do you want you get up and go anywhere? Your body is in one place. But you go to a restaurant and you go and order for food, eat, and you also enjoy the taste of it. You come back, everything is over, okay? And you also pay. And some pain also is there. Pay for the food, okay? And the taste is good. Next day when you get upset, stomach upset, and then because that's also a problem again, okay? Now all those things, what I'm saying, both pain and pleasure you enjoy. Where? Dream. But when you wake up, thank God, I really don't have any ulcerative colitis. It's only dream. Thank God. Understand? So pain and pleasure, did you need your body? No. Mentally you suffered. Mentally you enjoyed. Understand now? Similarly, in a given shariram, you enjoy painless life, okay, painlessness, some pleasure for length of time. That is as a result of your punyam, that is swarga. Similarly, enjoy some pain also in the same way. In given shariram, you enjoy some pain also. Only pain, which is a result of your papa karma. So, narakam and swargam, our shastras do talk about. And that involves, understand, which you enjoy only mentally, by which you don't need a physical body. In a given enjoying, given shariram, one enjoys. But still, one is still bound. Okay? In swargam, you are not free. In narakam also, you are not free. You only exhaustion of some punyam and papam in the form of pleasure and pain. That's all. Once punyam gets over, again you have to be born again here. Once papam gets over, again you will come back to this human shariram. Understand? Like this is something. But here, naraka nigudaha, yet these people who do not know the self, no, atma jnana vihinaha, those who are ignorant of the self, and then what do? Definitely, vimudaha, they are really deluded, they mistake the non-self for the self, therefore, they are not knowing what the self is not, then they do all that thing, the actions, which will result in punyam and papam, then such people, they become the victims of the problems of life. In this life we are living, because of papam again, they suffer in, where? So, narakam also. Understand? They get captivated, like chained. That's why imprisonment. Understand now? Nobody is chained. Nobody is really tying you behind. Nobody is binding you. What is it really which binds you? It's just the ignorance. Understand? Ignorance binds. So this is what. So you can remain bound being ignorant, or you can free yourself by discovering fullness. So choice is yours. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate Samprakte Samnihite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukhinkarane. So when they say all these things, how is it possible? How is it possible to know the self? How to get rid of ignorance? Now, for all these things, how to get rid of ignorance? How to know the self? The question comes. Therefore, here again, he comes back to square one, okay? Better read Bhagavad Gita. I'm not saying, understand the, not reading means not simply chanting Bhagavad Gita. There are some groups. once in a year, Gita Jayanti day, they take the Bhagavad Gita book, chant all the 700 verses and keep Gita, Bhagavad Gita picture, do an arati, eat prasadam and go away. That is not Gita Adhyayam, okay? Gita, Bhagavad Gita has to be understood. And study and understand the Upadeshaha. Upadeshaha means teaching, I told you already, Upadeshaha. The subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Then that is for understanding. Understanding the import of the Shastram. For self-knowledge, that for the Brahmajnanam, Atmajnanam, for the knowledge of the reality, to understand the self, and to understand the self again, what you have to do? You have to know, you prepare your mind. Not that easy, no? You have to prepare your mind for that Jnanam. You have to become mentally pure and steady. For that, to become mentally pure and steady, what should you do? You have to live a life of dharma, like Karma Yoga. How can you live a Karma Yoga? You have to live a life of values. You have to be committed to live a life of dharma. How can you live a life of dharma? It's very difficult. You be worshipful and prayerful. Okay? Therefore, understand, remind yourself of the how Ishvara is everything. Therefore, Nama Sahasram. It is author really emphasizes Vishu Sahasranama. Understand? Nama Sahasram. Read Vishu Sahasranama. Understand the meaning of every Nama. Read Bhagavad Gita. Understand subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Then he says, then try to be meditative. Okay? Be meditative upon the Swarupam of the Ishvara. How can you meditate upon the Swarupam of the Lord if you do not know what is Swarupam of the Lord? Understand Gita, understand Vishu Sahasranama, then understand Swarupam of the Lord, then be meditative upon Swarupam of the Lord. Then, for that, to be able to read and understand Gita, to be able to understand Vishu Sahasranama, understanding, and then to be able to be meditative upon the Swarupam of Ishvara, if you have company, okay, that's why place yourself, have association. Here it talks about association. Associate yourself, okay, who association will help you, remind you of these things. It's very, very important. Better associate yourself with really spiritually inclined people, not the so-called spiritually inclined. There are some people who claim themselves to be spiritual, who think they are highly religious, who think they are very committed to Bhagavan, but still they are with the wrong, I tell you, it's again another problem. It is better not to be associated with people who are, even associated with people who are not spiritually inclined also sometimes, because than to be associated with people who are wrongly spiritual, who claim to be spiritual. Spiritual means go there, sing and chant and eat prasadam and come away. It's not the spirituality. Understand? It is spiritual. We have to be very clear what is being spiritual and what is being religious. Are we associating with people who are like cult people? Okay? There are very many cults. You go here, this is the only God. You go here, this is the only God. There are many cults. And who are all very good people because they all sing Bhagavan Nama. Many cults. They all make you eat vegetarian. They all make you vegetarians also. They give you distribute only vegetarian food. So we think, people who are distribute vegetarian food, we mistake them for spiritual people. Okay? Whoever say this is only the God where we were very disciplined, very clean and very nice, we go and sing and praise, we mistake them for spiritual people. I tell you, I don't say they are not spiritual, but there's no spirituality if there's no Purusharth Nischaya. We have to be very clear about it because if Shankaracharya is alive today, he will definitely come and tell you. Don't go after anybody who makes you emotionally entangled and emotionally enslaves. Listen now, there are cults which emotionally enslave you. They allow you to think. Remember, you get involved and it's very difficult to come out of that organizational hold. Understand? In fact, every one of you is an organization. Every individual is an organization. You are Bhagavan. Understand? It's a fact. This has to be understood. The one who teaches this is the teacher. Teacher, the job is over. There's nothing to make you emotionally bound. Understand? The one who frees you from emotional dependence is the guru who is the teacher. Therefore, please pray to Bhagavan every day, especially not to get entangled with any wrong teachers also, including me, if I happen to be a wrong teacher. I'm saying. Understand? I emphasize the very important, because what happens to people I know, because they come to me, that's why I'm telling. everywhere, it's not in India I meet a lot of people, here I meet a lot of people. This is a problem. You know, even yesterday I had a big discussion, there was a big discussion about what happened to some people, and then they came really. They come and tell me, that's why I knew. There's a big, lot of time I had to spend for that. When I heard, it was very, very sad, in the name of spirituality, what all things happen. Then if you see them, they're not bad people. They're not bad people, they're very good people. But how something is all wrong thinking, anything which stagnates your thinking is not nothing to do with spirituality. Understand? It only enslaves. It's only emotional blackmailing. Keep you, always you are kept a slave there. So here, I tell you, you should have purushartha nischaya, be very clear about artha, kama, dharma, moksha. If what is moksha? It is ultimate, the choiceless you should understand. There's something to be understood, known, discovered. It is, if you, in mathematics you have to understand 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. Something to understand. What is that for you to sing in praise of 1 plus 1, 2 is equal to 2? And it's something to be understood, it's a fact. Similarly, understand this fact. If you are not ready for understanding, it takes so long for you to understand, become dull-minded, and I'm not able to understand. So work hard to prepare yourself for the understanding. One day or the other, I had to be mentally prepared. I should enjoy the disposition of the mind to be able to understand this fact of everything being Bhagavan, of what moksha is all about. And for that mental preparedness, Shastram emphasizes you have to live a life of karma yoga, which is choice. There's no choice. Again, we say, na anyaha panta vidyate ayanaya. Understand? There's no other way. There's no shortcut method. You have to live a life of dharma. It is not that easy to live a life of dharma. It's not that easy. Very difficult to live a life of dharma. What will you do? That is why be prayerful. Pray. Prayer is very important. Pray. Always you need to pray, oh Lord, please bless me with the knowledge of right and wrong. Please bless me with the knowledge and strength to choose to do the right, to avoid the wrong. Please bless me with knowledge and clarity, okay, of what I can change, what I cannot. Please bless me with the knowledge and strength to change what I can, to accept gracefully what I cannot. This is a very good prayer. There's no problem. What is wrong in it? Just pray to Bhagavan, hold on to Bhagavan. You don't know, doesn't matter who, you don't know who Bhagavan is. The karma is works. Prayer as a karma works. And then we should, and then please bless me with the knowledge of this Surupam. And please bless me with the right teaching and right learning, everything. Pray. And prayer is being prayerful, being worshipful, being thankful to Bhagavan for all that He has blessed you with. You know, good health and good food and good atmosphere, good friends, good associates, everything. So being thankful to Bhagavan for all that He has blessed with. So being worshipful, being prayerful, and really live a life of karma yoga, life of dharma. You need to be prayerful. That's why, all these are emphasized. For that, Bhagavad Gita study, understand Gita, Bhagavad Gita subject matter, Bhagavad Gita, understanding the, studying Vishwasahasranam and understanding it. Also, it's very important to associate ourselves with people who are spiritual. Understand? Associating who are spiritual. Sajjanaha means who is Sajjanaha? Sajjanaha means a good person. Who is a good person? Anybody, everybody is good. There's nobody who's bad, okay? We have no right to say somebody is wrong. Somebody is bad. Really speaking, my books, he is bad. Understand? It's only very relative. Very subjective. Nobody is bad. Nobody is wrong. Understand? Nobody is bad, really speaking. Nobody is bad. Really speaking, nobody is bad. So we talk about good and bad, which are relative. That is why sajjanaha means, we do not say he is bad, he is good, associate yourself with good people, don't associate yourself with bad people. No, associate yourself with spiritual people. Sajjanaha should be understood as spiritual people, not merely religious. The spiritual people means, who are the spiritual people? Again the question comes. The spiritual are those who are spiritual and religious, worshipful, prayerful, and who are ethical, highly ethical, who are committed to live a life of dharma, and who are highly prayerful also. Understand? Sajjanaha. Therefore, that is very important. Only then, so be generous, and so therefore, develop this, always living a life of dharma, emphasizes, means in fact, implies you're being compassionate. Which is, you cannot, you cannot hurt other person. At the same time, you want to get rid of, you cannot hurt because you don't want to get hurt. And second thing, this way reaching out activity is very important. That's what we are doing in for seva. Reaching out activity, even Baba emphasis seva and all those things, because dina janaya deyam, when you say, because this always reaching out means understand that person's problems, okay, and try to help within to whatever is possible for you. That's why always share with people who really deserve pity, not only with the money, okay. Give your time, give your energy. Don't give money and spoil people. Not only giving, whatever is required, whatever is possible for you to give and share, and knowing their requirement, understanding, do the needful. Doing the needful is the right word. Do the needful, knowing the requirement, and then you can't do what is not possible for yourself. Whatever is possible. This all for preparing yourself for this jnanam. The whole thing is said in this verse. Okay, I just read the verse now. Without having read the verse, I just read it, talked about, because such a part of my teaching. Let's say, Geyam Gita Namasahasam.
Geyam Gita Namasahasam.
Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram.
Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram.
Geyam Gita Namasahasram.
Geyam Gita Namasahasram.
Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram.
Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram.
Neyam Sajjana Sange Chittam.
Neyam Sajjana Sange Chittam.
Deyam Dina Janaya Cha Vittam.
Deyam Dina Janaya Cha Vittam.
So here all the potential passive participles are used here. Geyam. Geyam can be sung. Has to be sung. Okay. What has to be sung? Literally means gay means sung. Gita Nama Sahasram does not mean sing Bhagavad Gita. Does, okay. Literally it means if Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Sahasram have to be sung. It's a literal meaning of translation of this verse. But really in fact, may you recite the Vishnu Sahasranama with the understanding of the meanings, not simply recite it. See, don't simply chant Bhagavad Gita and understand, okay, contemplative, understand the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, okay, as you are reciting it. So, may you study, understand Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Sahasranama, at least these two, he says. Then, once you study and understand Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Sahasranama, definitely you know, you understand Ishvara Swarupam. You can't help. Therefore, Shripati Rupam, Shripati means one of the names of the Lord is Shripati. Look at this. Shripatihi. We have many names for the Lord. One of the names is Shripati. Patihi means the Lord. Husband. And literally, Shrihi means Lakshmi. So, husband of Lakshmi is the literal meaning. Husband of Lakshmi. Who is husband of Lakshmi? Narayana. Why should I worship Narayana, husband of Lakshmi? I have to worship my own husband. Understand? This is also there. Our culture, we have that. You have to worship about your own husband. So, here we have to understand, Patihi means literally any husband is called Patihi. Why? Because Pati iti Patihi, one who protects is the husband. Everybody can be husband, okay? Only the person who protects you is a husband. Patihi. Why the word Patihi? Look at this. Why husband is called Patihi? Pati iti Patihi. Therefore, not a husband, Lord. Who is the Lord? One who protects is the Lord. Pati. It's the same root for Pita also. Pati iti Pita. One who protects is the father, one who protects is the husband. Therefore, one who protects is the Lord. So, who is the Lord of the family? Head of the family? Father. Who is head of the family? who is the protector of the wife and children? Husband again. So Pita and Patihi, amazing, isn't it, to know this. So protector, one who protects. And one who protects, the Shrihi means wealth, Lakshmi. Wealth means what? Whole Jagat is wealth, Aishwaryam. Understand now? Whole Jagat is Mother. Understand now? And Mother Earth, not only Mother, not only the Earth. The whole, all the elements, all the elemental universe is what? Ma. Generally we say Mother Earth. Mother Earth implies the whole Jagat, Ma. And Dhavaha, husband, owner, the possessor of Ma is Madhavaha. You understand? The one who owns all, the owner of all the wealth is Madhavi. So Shrihi means the whole Jagat is Shrihi. Which is not Shri, tell me. Earth is Shri, space is Shri, understand? The whole Maya, Prapancha. The material Jagat, matter is Shrihi, understand? The matter in its original form, subtle form is what? Shrihi. The material universe manifestation of the matter also is what? Shrihi. And who is the lord of this matter and the material universe? The reality. Understand? Awareness. The consciousness. Outside of which the matter and the material universe do not exist. Therefore we say the owner. You can't even say owner. Understand? The lord of the universe is Shripatihi. Shrihi means the whole Jagat. Summa Sunda Narayana. Understand? Literally if you say Narayana, Vishnu is Shripati. Husband of Lakshmi. Owner of Lakshmi. One who possesses all wealth. The possessor of the whole universe, the entire wealth, all wealth is Shripati. The Lord of the universe is Shripati. For here, and the Lord, Shripati Rupam. See, form of the Lord. What is the form of the Lord? A Lord is formless. How can he meditate upon the Dheya means to be meditated. Has to be meditated. What has to be meditated upon? He says, Rupam, form. Whose form? Form of the Lord. Shripati Rupam. Just now you said the form is, Lord is formless. And now you say meditate upon the form of the Lord means what? A formlessness is the form of the Lord. You have to understand, formlessness is the form of the Lord. May you meditate upon the formlessness, the form of the Lord. Understand? What is the nature of formlessness? Aruvai, Uruvai, Iladai, Iladai. We say all these things now. Uladai, Iladai, Aruvai, Uruvai. Understand? We say all these things in very beautifully in Tamil. So, Aruvai, the formless. You know, consciousness has no form. Now, all the names and forms have their being in consciousness. Understand now? So, may you understand the form of the formless form of the Lord. That means we understand the Surupma of Ishvara. Understand? Under Surupma of Ishvara, Ajasram, then constantly can't dwell upon that formless reality, which is the Surupma of the Lord, the whole Jagat. Understand? Shripati Rupam Dheyam has to be meditated upon. How? Ajasram. Always. May you be in meditation upon Surupam of the Lord. Study Gita, study Vishwa Sahasranama, understand the import of the texts, then understand Ishvara, Surupam, and may you meditate upon Surupam of Ishvara. May you be always meditative. Meditate means not one time, once you understand Ishvara Sarupam, you will always be in meditation. Even now it must have started. Even now. You know, you don't consciously meditate. Sometimes your attention is so, you become so preoccupied in your things. But if you think of Bhagavan, immediately this thought must be coming in your mind. Oh, everything is Ishvara. Don't you get it? At least sometimes it must be coming. So, he says, Shripati Rupam Ajasram Dheyam. Now, without any, all may you always meditate upon the Surupamash Ishvara. Understand? Meditate upon Ishvara. Or literally, you can say if you have meditated upon some form of the Lord. They'll say that, but I don't want to say that, okay? Because it goes with the Gita, Namasasana, and all that. For which? So, for you to be able to study and understand Gita and Sahasranama, And for you to be able to be contemplative upon Sarupama of the Lord, to be able to understand Sarupama of Ishvara, and then to be able to be meditative upon Sarupama of Ishvara, and definitely you must be in the association, company of people who are spiritual, really spiritual. Okay? Neyam sajjana sange chittam. So your association, your mind must be with, your mind must be, understand, with your interest must be to associate yourself with people who are spiritual. Sajjana sange chittam neyam. Your mind must be taken to the association of spiritual people. Literal many here. It's very important to who keep you company. Very important to have associates. Who are your associates? Because, you know, always we are easily, people can influence us easily. We are naturally, very easily we can be influenced. No, I'm very strong, I can't, no, nobody can influence me. People who say that, they can be easily influenced. The Shastram knows our weakness of mind, human mind. Anybody can be easily influenced. Understand? That is why always better to don't be adventurous. Don't try to do all those things. Better try to understand the problem. Therefore, try to associate. May always have the company of association with spiritual people. Sajjana sange chittam neyam. Then he wants to write something, rhyming. The words of what he wants the verse to be really rhyming. For deyam, geyam, deyam, neyam, deyam. That is what he is. All the words he used. So deyam, then to be given. What has to be given? Vittam deyam. So the money has to be given to Dina Janaha, one who deserves pity. Dina Janaha means one who deserves pity. Understand? The pitiable person. Oh, one who is suffering person. So it does not mean go and give money to the people who are needy. Do the needful. Always should not be translated literally, very wrong. Go and give money to people who deserve pity. Means that there are so many people who deserve pity. Understand? In the drug addict, when I saw the drug addict on the way, yes, completely unconscious. He deserves really, Pao, I'm thrown. When you see him, can you go and give him money or what? So that's why we have to be very careful. Understand? Do the needful is the right thing to say here. Literally it means may your money be given to people who need, who are poor and suffering, and may, so that's what the literal meaning. And may your mind be taken to association of good people, the literal meaning again. And may the Lord's form be meditated upon, may Bhagavad Gita and Harsanama be recited and chanted. That's literal meaning. But now explain the whole thing. Understand? Study Gita Upanishad, study Gita and Sahasranama, understand the subject matter of it, then meditate upon Sarupama of the Lord, always try to be meditative upon Sarupama of the Lord, and may you always have association of spiritually inclined people, and may you do the needful to the beings around. Understand? This is the literal, this is the actual meaning of the verse.
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate, Samprapte Sannihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukhinkarane.
Again, this is just this is a simple verse, just to make you know, just to remind you of the fact which you already know. Always, we don't need to. We are not taught anything new here. Just to how to make a person, an ordinary person who is not at all spiritually inclined, to be a spiritual person. How can he become spiritual? Some vairagyam should come, and then immediately he become really become committed to the pursuit of knowledge. I want to know, I can't miss the knowledge. I want to know that sort of, you know, that for the forceful, that, you know, the earnest wish, desire to know the reality can come in a person. Now, you really, if you understand the facts of life which you already know, but you don't remember, you don't think and see. So he just reminds you of the same thing here. Sukhata, sukhata kriyate, sukhata kriyate, rama bhoga,
rama bhoga,
paschadanta sharire roga,
paschadanta sharire roga,
yadyapi loke maranam sharanam,
yadyapi loke maranam sharanam,
tadapi namunchati papa charanam,
tadapi namunchati papa charanam.
See, generally people who are given to the enjoyment of pleasures alone do not get diseases. You know, the chronic diseases sometimes, you know, the very diseases which can be cured, the curable diseases, incurable diseases. Sometimes we have to die. Rajni was showing me some hospice, peace hospice. You know, we came a little early, so we want to have a small ride again. And he showed me the peace hospice. So we went there. You know, there's really this was peace. But we had to wait. At least we called the name Peace Hospital, Peace Road and all that. So what I'm saying here, there's no peace. You can't be peaceful when you're really, when you know you're sick. Now, physically sick, physical illness. Now, curable itself, when you're incurable it is also, still you are not peaceful. And incurable means that's all. The very thought of you were, you know, that you have incurable disease itself is enough that you cannot be peaceful. Understand? Therefore, even if you do not have sometimes. So, but he says here, Sukhataha kriyate rama bhogaha. Kriyate means is done. What is done? Enjoyment is done. That means it's enjoyed. It don't see the literal meaning, okay? Either you enjoy. Rama bhogaha kriyate. It means what? The pleasures are enjoyed. In bhanga anuvikapaduhindana. Rama bhogaha kriyate. You are given to the enjoyment of pleasures. Different pleasures. And how, why you are given to the enjoyment of pleasures? Because you like it. Understand? Out of love for pleasure. And here, when you really given to the, you enjoy the objects of pleasure, how do you enjoy it? When you enjoy the objects of pleasure, and for pleasure, in fact, you enjoy it without any thought about the consequences. Sukhataha means forgetfully, without thinking of the consequences, we indulge. Okay? Indulging in the enjoyment of pleasures, being given to the enjoyment of pleasures, without thinking of the consequences. When you forget the consequences, how are you? You're happy. So sukhataha. Sukhataha means what? Sukhataha means forgetfully, forgetting the, not remembering, not thinking of the consequences, that happily enjoy the objects of pleasures, are being given to the pursuit of pleasures. Paschat, later on. Paschat means later on. Pirahe. The later on what happens? Hanta. Hanta mana poch. Alas. Alas in the word. Hanta. Alas. Later on. Oh, alas. The whole life you are given to the enjoyment of pleasures. How do you enjoy? Without thinking of the consequences. What is the consequence of enjoying any pleasure? reminding yourself of that no pleasure is permanent. We never remember, okay? When you are enjoying pleasure, as you are enjoying pleasure, you never think that pleasure is time bound. Pleasure is only fraction of fullness. It surfaces and it goes. Understand? Pleasure is not full. Definitely pleasure is fullness. But still fullness is not pleasure. Seeking fullness, you enjoy the fraction of fullness. As Swamiji says, chip of a potato. What? Understand? So you enjoy the fraction of fullness. And then, but you mistake the fullness for fraction for fullness. And therefore you forget about what? The fraction is always time bound. Fullness is, understand, fullness is timeless. Therefore, well, we do not, you not think, as you enjoy the pleasure, you do not think that it is time bound. Not think of the consequences. And second thing, when you too indulge in enjoyment pleasures, paschad, later on, hanta, alas, sharire rogaha. This body is subject to get, you know, fall sick. Understand? This body is subject to fall sick. Sharire rogaha. Subject to get, the subject, the health, body becomes sick, unhealthy. Understand? Subject to get diseases. Then all diseases are there in the body. This is what is happening. We do not think. No pleasure is stay, you know, permanent. When the body is healthy, the pleasure, the object of pleasure is enjoyable. The person who is suffering, you know, who without even able, without being able to gulp anything, you go and give him a big, you know, take the person who can eat well, if you go and give him one box full of rasagullas, he, you know, who is not diabetic also, he can eat, why, one, two, he can eat the whole box full of rasagullas. The person who is suffering, you know, lot of pain, physically painful, going through a lot of physical suffering, pain, who can't eat anything, the very sight of food makes the person feel like vomiting. Now, it happens, no? When you're sick, really somebody comes and gives you something, you do it. The very sight of the food makes you feel like vomiting. Patale vanti varas. We don't keep quiet, we say that also. The very sight of it makes me feel like vomiting. Understand? That is how we go and give. And what is it? And what is roga? Understand now? What is once enjoyed so, with so much of, you know, you enjoyed so much, you liked it, because the object of pleasure, your object is so much of pleasure for you. Eating, seeing, you know, touching, going everywhere. See, everything is enjoyable, so, understand, everything is so desirable and nice. Because of pleasure, so enjoyable for you. But when your physical body doesn't cope with, you want to go somewhere there, I will take you out for a ride, I don't want to go out. Why? Not enjoyable anymore. In the kala vali vichittu, where can I go walk? I can't go anywhere because I have this pain. Something, seeing what excited you once is no more object of excitement. You still have liking, but you can't. Body doesn't cope with. Don't want to go. Do you want to see this? I don't want to see. Do you want to listen to this? No, put it off. I don't want to listen. It happened once in Coimbatore. One elderly person was sick in the hospital. Wife was telling, my husband is so sick, Swamiji, I don't know when it will happen. Doctors have really told. But still, we have put him on ventilator. But I want him to listen to something good thing. So please send me your Naranium CD. I gave him. The wife was very thoughtful. She thought husband should listen at least. She was sure that he was going to die. So he wanted to play at least some Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namah Shivaya. They keep on, the mantras coming. So she played some. And he got so irritated when they went, put it off. I don't want to listen to it. Understand? I tell you, even those things be irritating. You don't want to listen to, sometimes there's a time, you don't want to listen to things, you don't want to see things. No, they don't want to see people, don't want to see things, don't want to eat anything, don't want to eat. Understand? Everything irritates you. Why? The body, understand? The sickness, the disease of the body, the suffering, physical suffering, really irritates you, annoys you. Nothing is enjoyable for you. And the body falls sick. Understand? Paschat rogaha, sharire rogaha. But when you are young and hale and healthy, you don't think of the consequences, you don't think of the limitations of pleasure, time-bound nature of the pleasure, you indulge so much in it. No? Rama Bhogaha Kriyate means what? You are given to the enjoyment of pleasures. Understand? So here, how happily you enjoy all these things without thinking of the consequences. But understand, this body will not cope with you. Always to enjoy the same amount of pleasure, to enjoy the pleasures always. There is a time this body's status will be such, this will not allow you to enjoy any pleasure. Understand? No more the objects of enjoyment will be objects of enjoyment. As long as your body is young, physically you are young, objects of enjoyment, pleasures are objects of pleasures. When the body doesn't cope with that, with your mind, understand? The mind is the same. Mind always wants pleasures. Understand now? But the body cannot cope with the mind, then all the same objects of pleasures will be objects of hatred and irritation, anger. Understand now? They will not be objects of enjoyment. Listen, paschat harire rogaha. This is the state. The world is enjoyable as long as this body is healthy, young and healthy. The world, the same world of objects of pleasures, will not be any more objects of pleasures when the body gets old and sick. Understand? The mind always wants pleasure. The mind, poor mind, doesn't understand. The body cannot cope with it. Understand? Cannot keep pace with the mind. The mind is always the same, young or old. That is the problem. But the body, bhoga ayatanam, residing where alone you can enjoy pleasures. This is shadvikaravan deha. Understand? It undergoes all sixfold modifications. What can we do? That is why the same interest is not there. A teenager, a 6-year-old young girl, what all life she has, full of. We see the Bhagavan in fullness, understand? And as we grow old and 50, different. 60, different. 70, 80. And then 80, when they sudden, we start troubling people. This is the whole life. This is the fact. See, are we learning anything new from here? We're only reminded. But this we do not know, we don't think. Mind, that's why somebody wrote a book and made a lot of millions of money. Ageless body and timeless mind. Deepak Chopra, understand? He writes all these things and then. Now what I'm saying, age, I never read it, okay, I only saw the title. I never read it. I don't read anything other than what Shastra teaches. I'm just telling. Because some people come and show me all the books what they read. That is why I know. How can there be ageless body? Understand now? But the mind is, I tell you, mind also is time-bound. Understand? But still, this mind is always the same. The mind is always the same. Does not die at all. Mind has to be resolved. As long as this mind is there, it is a problem. The mind cannot be destroyed. See, if we all can destroy our mind, just as some people who say, if you can destroy your mind also, people who commit suicide, they do not know. They cannot destroy the mind. Poor people. They commit suicide, they kill only the body. Body is destroyed. But what happens to the mind? My God, mind can be destroyed. Mind continues to be alive. Understand? So mind is the same. And mind can be only resolved for good in the wake of jnanam, knowledge of the reality. Jnanatthila dhaan manasu odungum. That is what is Ramana's word, sattupodal. Understand now? Putting an end to the mind. How? Putting an end to the mind means resolving the mind. How can I resolve the mind? By knowing the truth of the mind. That is what is jnana, what is real freedom. Otherwise, the mind will always be there. But this mind is why until you gain jnanam, you have to understand, you have to prepare your mind for jnanam, knowing, understanding the consequences and facts of life. What is the fact? Mind is always fresh, always the same. But the body, when it's young But body cannot remain young forever. Listen, body cannot remain young forever. When body is young, mind can have all pleasures. Using this body, enjoying this, you know. When the body, as the body gets older and older, you object to fall sick and all diseases, and understand now, your own problems, then the body cannot help the mind as, anymore as an abode of, understand now, as an abode, not a pleasure then, only pain then, abode of pain, enjoyment of pain. Then all the so-called objects of pleasure, the whole jagat, no more an object of pleasure, or no more an object of enjoyment. Listen, you just lose interest in everything. Because of the physical, suppose the body is very healthy. Who will hate the sweets? No. You are young and healthy and energetic. You can eat as much as you want. The body is young and healthy. You can run and jog and go shopping, do everything. Everything you can do, but when it is old, mind is the same, body is different. Body cannot cope with the mind. Therefore, paschat, sharire rogaha. Initially, when you are young, you are healthy, you enjoy all the pleasures. Happily you enjoy everything. But as you get old, sharire rogaha, understand, body cannot cope with the mind. Understand this fact. And then maranam sharanam. Death is definite in this. Death is the ultimate thing what you have to. Death, not ultimate thing. Death is the choiceless thing for you. What choice do you have about the death of the body? No, I don't. My body is going to be alive forever. Who can say that? For every body, the very word shariram, no, means that which is subject to get disintegrated. Can you say why the body is called body in English language? No. But here, understand here, shariram, shiryamana svabhavatva shariram ityuchyate. Shiryamana svabhavatva means what? That which is subject to get disintegrated. Is shariram. The pere, the very word shariram tells you it is subject to get disintegrated. Okay. Therefore, maranam yadyapi, even though, ayadyapi means even though, it is definitely known that death is something inevitable in life. Maranam sharanam, death is inevitable. Tadapi, even then, papa acharanam na munchati. Papa acharanam, involving oneself in wrong actions. Action which transgress dharma is not given up. Understand? Na munchati. It's not, one does not give up the wrong activities. I'll explain to you next class.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.